This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm going to tell you why we are flirting with disaster. You've heard that before. That's coming up. And I saw something, and I don't know whether to call the police or not. I've now seen it on multiple occasions. I'll get to all that this hour. And I want to get back into this GoFundMe as well. And I see one of my favorite people is on the line. And he's a big star now because we had a big conversation about beer yesterday. Jack's in Mount Lebanon. Hi, Jack. It's a weekend, but it's always the weekend for you.
Yes, sir. It is. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Do you know what a GoFundMe is, Jack?
Yeah, I agree with that for like a person's house that burnt down or the kids thing, but not for send somebody to go to school somewhere or to buy me beer. That'd be a good GoFundMe thing.
You know what? If we are getting into the business of just essentially sending kids on a sabbatical to go teach somewhere in South America, I think a better cause, you're right, would be a buy Jack beer at where you go. You say you go to Banksville Beer. To start Jack at Kitty at Banksville Beer would be a better sort of GoFundMe.
Like a dime from each one of your listeners would be great. Think about it.
If I got a dime from each one of my listeners, you would get beer for the next 600 years.
Yeah, that lasts me, I think.
So, did you start at 2 o'clock? Well, no, it's Friday. You start a little earlier on Fridays, don't you?
I didn't get up till 2.
Oh, you didn't get up until 2? What time were you up until?
Last night, about 1 a.m.
What were you watching on TV? Was there a Western or something on?
I have no idea. No,
okay. Did you get all that laundry finished?
Yeah, and I waited until it cooled off before I folded it.
I like the feeling of folding that hot laundry. So what's on your agenda this weekend?
Yes.
Coors Light.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Nothing else.
Oh yeah, I'll eat too. You got to eat.
Okay.
A doctor. I had an endoscopy. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
A few years ago, and the doctor said, before you drink, eat something, coat your stomach.
All right.
And I've been doing that ever since.
Do you eat anything substantial, or do you eat just like a piece of bread?
Pizza or pasta, anything.
Anything. Okay. All right.
You know, a hamburger, something like that.
Certainly.
So it helps sop up the alcohol.
Yeah, you don't want to drink on an empty stomach. That's how you end up getting a visit from the Mount Lebanon paramedics.
Exactly. I went to the hospital a few years ago. I threw up blood from my stomach.
Well, because you didn't eat before you drank?
Yeah, and that's when the doctor told me to eat something.
Right.
You know, to sop up the beer.
Yeah, get a little appetizer going. All right, enjoy your weekend. Appreciate it. As always, we'll talk on Monday, my man, Jack. He get up till 2 o'clock today. Retired life is not bad. About that GoFundMe we were talking about. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I'm just going to talk about this then. So I saw, and it was on my algorithm somehow. I don't know. It may even have been fake, but it's a great talking point. So there was this GoFundMe for like a young lady, and it was set up by her parents. And it was national. Like, it wasn't around here. And it wasn't anybody I know, so I don't mind saying this. Even if it was, I'd say it anyway. I mean, come on. You ever listen to my show? So anyhow, it was like, send, you know, Bethany or whatever.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Her name was Christy, whatever, to Belize or Bolivia or Venezuela or whatever to teach. She wants to teach a semester. I think she's like a grad student or whatever. And I started reading this. I did not read the whole thing. And it said, we're collecting money so she could realize her dream of teaching kids in some third world country, and not even third world country, in a country like that. I mean, civilized country. And she could go down and teach in Venezuela or whatever. And so I read it real quick, just a cursory glance. And I'm like, okay, this is the GoFundMe? It's not like, as Jack in Mount Lebanon pointed out, nobody's house burned down. Nobody had like severe medical issues or whatever. It wasn't brought on by like there was economic strife in another realm and they wanted to do this. It was simply this. They want to take on this endeavor and they want some money to be able to go down there. And so I read it and I kind of was like, what's the hook? Right? Is somebody sick in their family? Do they not have money otherwise? No, it was just like, on a whim, they want to be a teacher in this South American country. Here's the GoFundMe. Help contribute. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I'm miserable. And there's, I don't know, a lot of people would even say maybe. That's probably fact. But I read it was like, okay, so you're not going to like run a half marathon for this? You're not going to sell me leftover Girl Scout cookies or band hoagies or something? You just want me to give you money so that you can go and do this, something that you want. Like, and I guarantee that people, I haven't checked back on, I didn't even bookmark it or whatever. I'd probably be able to find it again if I Google it. But I looked at it and was like, I'm not turned off by this to where I'm offended, but I would never give to it because I don't know if it shows the real value of working for something that you want to accomplish. And again, I think it's different generationally. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it ain't my thing. Like if I was coming up and I was in college, I'd be like, you know, if I really want to go do this, I'm going to have to take a second job. I'm going to have to work on the weekends. I'm going to have to work a second job on the weekends and just figure it out. And again, offended wasn't the right word. And maybe I'm totally off base here and that's fine. But I looked at it and I kept searching for the hook. And there wasn't one. Are people that much to where they are just willing to put their hand out? And again, it's just a matter of taste. But I could never have, in good conscience, do that. I couldn't. But it felt like that somebody was just putting their hand out and was saying, hey, fund what I want to do in my life. Oh, like this. What's that one guy's name that goes to all those pirate games? And he travels all around with it and goes to a bunch of pirate away games. He was like a failed comedian or something. He might be a nice enough guy, but he traveled all around because people paid on his GoFundMe. Now, nobody stuck him up. Nobody made them pay. But like that guy that went on all those road trips was funded by other people paying that. I couldn't in good conscience do that. There's no way. I couldn't ask for people, hey, here's the money. Here's this QR code. Click on it because I want to go have fun. Or I want to go do this. If my house burned down, maybe. If something bad really happened, maybe. But that mindset, I couldn't get myself to a place where that made any sense. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Something big happened yesterday. And I wonder if because of this event that happened in the southeastern part of our country, and even not in our country, if this event will force us to scale back some things we have scheduled. I will explain coming up in just a little bit.